The boys are back. The premier sports crew is here, minus Tony Reedy. Prayers out to Tony Reedy. He's in the middle of Afghanistan right now, fighting a desperate war. Just kidding. He's still in Fort Wayne, but he's awaiting deployment. The stress levels are far too high for him to partake in any episodes this season. So just prayers out to him. Good luck for him. A courageous airman, Tony Reedy. I also want to get into why we've had such a long wait. And the problem is we've had some funding issues, some monetary problems. The company did extremely well last year. But Alon Howard and Luke Crilly have both been found guilty of embezzlement for this great company. Absolutely appalling. We've worked things out since then. Both of them have been taken care of. They're out of the picture right now, both up to nefarious activities. So we have barred them from this company right now, and we're sitting with three very trusted individuals. Myself, of course, probably one of the most trustworthy figures around this great city. Emily Zimet, a little less trustworthy, a little less knowledgeable, and Greg White, just the token of nobility and honesty. Emily's just a beautiful face to have on the show. Love having her on. She's always for her New Haven Bulldogs, so expect a lot of good takes for the New Haven Bulldogs from Emily Zimet. So as we get into this episode, we have a couple things that I want to cover. I want to cover the wild free agency that we've seen this summer. A lot of players like to talk. You know how it is, Greg. People get frustrated with their schools. They put on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Snapface, Facebook, and they say that they're going to go to another school. Usually, nothing happens. Nothing gets acted upon. But Joe Reedy did act upon it. He did visit Dwenger, and we are very surprised at the decision that he decided to make. A couple kids at New Haven thought they were going to go somewhere else, Jack Turnwald being one. Maybe thought he was going to go to Woodland. He is embedded at New Haven. Let me tell you right now, he's there to stay. Like what I'm seeing from the program right now. He was just the leading scorer in their summer game just a couple weeks ago. So I like what I'm seeing from that program. I think they got great coaches. They got a staff that really cares about the players and the community, such as BJ, the freshman coach. So like what I see from New Haven, he's staying in New Haven. Gas is not cheap right now, and the amount of gas money you have to pay to go out to Woodland from New Haven day in and day out, Greg, you can attest to this. It is terribly expensive, especially when you're driving a truck that gets 12.5 miles a gallon. So money-wise, it's smarter for him to stay hometown, stay in New Haven. He's already got a good contract there. He needs to stick with it. But as for Joe Reedy, coming up next, the surprise of a lifetime. So the first topic that me and Greg want to dive into is the free agency this summer, particularly surrounding Joseph Reedy. There was a lot of speculation, Greg. We were all wondering where he was going to end up. Could it be Bishop Dwenger? Unofficial visits that he made to that school. Could he stay at his hometown Woodland and take less money to stay with that team? Or even at one point, he told me, and a couple sources said, that he was even thinking about going to Heritage, but that was a little while back. It came down to a two-horse race between Dwenger and Woodland. And I found out just the way that everyone else did by a surprise post from Ben Reedy, which depicted him and Joe Reedy both in football uniforms. So solidifying that Joe Reedy decided to sign an extended contract with the Woodland Warriors, at least for this season. He's made a commitment to football, and obviously coming with that is basketball. So, Greg, what do you take away from this choice by Joe Reedy?
You know what? I think it's a good choice that he stayed at Woodland, you know, because, that's where his brother's at, and they're together. They're going to make something happen.
Okay, Greg, what about this? What about the choice that kind of surprised some of us, which was the choice that Joe made to play the sport of football as well as the sport of basketball. I mean, obviously he's got a tremendous height advantage over a lot of the players out there. So in that sense, he's definitely acclimated to play football. What do you think, Greg? Good choice or bad choice?
You know what? I think it's a pretty good choice because when basketball season comes, he might be a little more physical, or, you know.
Yeah.
He might just run a couple people over, man. And I'm ready to see that.
Yeah. Definitely a good thing about Haydock's program is he'll get players in shape. He gets them ready to have a more physical game. And I think that he could bring that to the basketball court as well. But some people would say that playing football isn't the smartest decision. You risk injury every time you go out there. A long football season can be extremely taxing on the body. It could lead to some physical ailments that are unknown, concussions, torn ACLs, broken wrist, all sorts of issues that could come from playing football. But my personal opinion is that it is a good decision. I mean, I've just wanted to hear the announcer say the Reedy to Reedy connection again ever since Tony Reedy left after catching a plethora of touchdowns. Oh, no touchdowns, but a couple catches from his brother Ben Reedy. And now we'll have the Joe Reedy-Ben Reedy connection, which I look forward to. But as for the basketball aspect of Joe staying at Woodland, I think it's a grave mistake. And here's why, Greg. Obviously, Joe hasn't been playing in the summer league this year. He's playing football, so he's obviously dedicating himself to that sport right now. But Woodland's summer team has been just brutal, Greg. I mean, they're getting waxed by every team you put them up against. Probably the only team they can beat is, I mean, some nobody team in Ohio. I mean, this team is blown out by Churubusco. I watched them get blown out against New Haven. Matter of fact, for the New Haven game, New Haven started with their B team of varsity. One person who's on that team would be Jackson Turnwald, my brother, and they waxed them. They played the first 9 minutes of the game, and they were up 19-10, I believe. They boat raced them. Jackson Turnwald had 8 out of those 19 points. Miles Harris had 5. So a good effort from both of them, and that's just something that I like to see from New Haven. It seems like they might be a little deep this year, but again, it's Woodland. You can't take anything away from it if you're New Haven or a bigger school, because the level of competition that they're going to have throughout the year is just light years above the competition in the ACAC, which in the basketball aspect is an extremely weak and putrid conference, just to say the least. So I like that Joe's staying at Woodland. That's obviously my alma mater. But as for the basketball aspect, I don't know. Maybe Joe can make all the difference, Greg, and make it a ball game. Expect 20-point averages this year. I mean, he's a star, yeah. He's a natural-born star. But as for the rest of the team, I think they've matured a little bit, but they're not showing it on the court against this better competition, that's for sure. Next, Greg, I want to dive into the hometown favorites. You know them as the Woodland Warriors. I know them as the 4-6 team of last year. This is a clean slate Woodland Warriors team. This isn't the state champions that we had grown to know. This team was a below average team last year, Greg. They're back in the cellar of this conference. But people are pretty confident this year, because you know who has been cleared to play? Dave Bischoff. He's back. He will get a full year with Ben Reedy, barring any horrific accidents, as we might call them. David could be a huge attribute on the field for Ben Reedy. He needs good receivers. I've heard a lot of good things coming from the Woodland Warriors training camp. But, Greg, do you think it's going to change the narrative that has been set, which is that Woodland is now a below-average team?
No, I don't think so.
So you think they will have another subpar year? Is that what you're saying right now?
Yes, but they might be a couple close games in the good ones.
So here's what I'm going to knock it up as, Greg. I'm going to say a loss to Leo. I'm going to say a loss to Marion Local. I'm going to say a close win against Heritage, win against Bluffton, win against Jay County, win against Southern Wells, lost South Adams, lost Adams Central. So, I mean, I've got them going around 500 in the regular season. When it comes playoff time, if they draw Bishop Lures, the season's over right there. Pack your bags, mail it in, you're going home. But if they get a lucky draw and don't have to play Bishop Lures till the championship or something like that, I think they could have a winning record this year. So what I think from the Woodland Warriors, I'm going to see how they look coming the first game. I haven't been able to see them yet this year. I don't know how the chemistry is between Ben Reedy, Joe Reedy, Dave Bischoff, Trevor Wallace. So I got to see a couple things. I got to see how the line plays. They've lost a lot of talent at the line position. So we'll see if they've been able to reload there, which Haydock usually is pretty good at finding some good linemen out there. You know how they grow those boys out in Woodburn, Greg. Great city, great place. Just play basketball out there. Terrific town. But I think they're going to get behind their Warriors this year. And I think they're going to have a winning record. I'm going to go ahead and say that they will go 8-6. Sound fair enough, Greg?
Sounds fair enough to me.
Okay, perfect. As for another team, local here in town, New Haven Bulldogs, Greg. Now, I've heard they've got some talent upcoming, starting to get closer. But I think this year is going to be another down year. Greg, have you heard anything coming from the New Haven Bulldog football camp?
No, not really.
Okay. Greg, you're our New Haven analyst, and no words coming from the New Haven football camp? That's surprising to hear, but I know that New Haven's trying to keep it low-key this year. There was a lot of noise surrounding them last year. You got players like Chris Scheid, who are just tweeting day in and day out, getting into Twitter battles, just not focused on the field activities, but did do well in baseball. We have to hand them that big sectional win by all those guys. Shout out to Angel DeFederico, Timmy Jordan, Augie DeFederico, all the players on that team, Chris Scheid. They played very well, had a very successful season baseball-wise. But as for football, I think it's going to be another subpar year for New Haven, and I can't help but think, Greg, that the teams that we cover and we have the biggest audiences at New Haven, Woodland, and Heritage. And I think all three of those teams are going to have a combined record of about 10-30. I mean, that was obviously an exaggeration, so don't take my words literally there. But I just think that the teams that we're covering and we have an audience for and we have a thirst for are the teams that are, unfortunately, looks like they all could finish subpar this year. I think Woodland will have the best record out of the three teams that we cover so drastically. Greg, do you agree? Out of the three teams, Heritage, Woodland, New Haven, who's going to have the best year?
I'm going with Woodland.
100% Woodland?
Yep, and New Haven right behind them.
New Haven right behind them. Be nice to see a New Haven versus Woodland game. I mean, haven't seen it for half a decade now, but that'd be a real treat. I mean, I'd really appreciate that for New Haven and Woodland to go out there and put that on their schedules. But as for that, Greg, I got to agree with you. I think Woodland best schedule followed by New Haven and then Heritage maybe one win. Last but not least, possibly one of our most captivating segments, Boys Golf. Just got to do a special segment to give a shout out to some of the golfers who have worked extremely hard. I know that a long golf season can be extremely grueling on the body and in the mind as well. The amount of mental focus and mental energy it takes to go out there and play a good 18 holes is extremely difficult. I can only play 9 before I start to get bored and fatigue starts to set in. So a lot of respect for the golfers. Luke Turnwald had a great year for New Haven, made it past sectionals, went to the regional, got waxed there, but had a tremendous year, hoping to go a step further next year. Also some other great golfers over at Blackhawk Christian. They have a stacked team. I like what I see there. Grant Norman, Gabe Kohlinger, two of them very dedicated golfers. I see them playing daily at some of the top courses in America. I'm pretty sure Grant Norman was just at Pebble Beach a couple weeks ago and whatever, Sawgrass, whatever that course is. So these guys are all obviously very experienced golfers. I like what Grant Norman can do with the driver off the tee. I like what Gabe Kolinger can do on the green, great putter. Luke Turnwald, great mid-game. It'd be wonderful if we could see those three team up and create a super team out of Blackhawk Christian. But as I said before, the Turnwalds are a loyal brand. Luke is in New Haven, and he's there to stay. So that is that. There's no more conversation to have there. But congratulations to all three of those golfers and to other golfers in the area. Golf is a great sport. It's a great game. I like what I see from it.